Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it is my pleasure. We had Laura on once before. I think it's been close to a year ago. I'm not sure. I didn't look up the date. But we have Laura Corno on with us again today. Laura, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a little bit earlier for you where you are. She's in Colorado, and she's very involved in politics and fighting big government, and I thought, you know, this is going to be kind of fun. We're going to have a good show today. We have a debate coming up this week. I'm sure you've been watching that, and there's lots of questions I thought I'd like to ask you, but first of all, I hope you're doing well this morning.
Sure, yes, I'm definitely doing well. It's a little earlier here in Colorado. We're on the mountain time zone, but I'm an early riser, so it's almost lunchtime for me.
Oh, well, then, there you go. Well, then you're already ready to go, so we'll just do that. I wanted to ask you one thing. As we enter into this politics, and I was reading the articles you have on your website, and you can just visit her at lauracarno.com. Some of the articles, they really touch my heart because they're things that I talk about every day. But I wanted to ask you about the Democrats keep bringing up women's rights, and the Republicans seem to be kind of afraid of that issue. And, you know, I'd like to call it out as what it is, because I believe the Democrats are using women just like they use other things. And they prey on the emotions instead of really concentrating on what's going on. And I think I think it's more insulting to women than it is about women's rights. Well, how do you feel about that?
You know, you're absolutely right. The Democrats tend to use women's issues, and I'm going to put air quotes around women's issues because I think our issues are our issues, whether we're male or female. Everyone, regardless of gender, wants a good job, wants to make a living, wants to support their family, wants to send their kids to college. So calling certain things women's issues is insulting. And last year in Colorado, we actually defeated a Democrat U.S. Senator named Mark Udall, and he got the nickname Mark Uterus because he talked so often about abortion and birth control. Women were really turned off, and he's no longer our U.S. Senator. He lost that race. So it can get misused, overused, and insulting to women. And so I think we're probably on a very similar page there.
Well, I think, you know, some of the things that have gone down with Planned Parenthood well have been exposed. We've kind of suspected these things all along, but now we have proof. I think that is, you know, they keep saying we can't shut it down because this is the rights of the women, but that's not the rights of the women. They're actually using women in Planned Parenthood and in the government system there with the Democrat Party. They just use the women, and they, with Planned Parenthood, what they do, and we've seen what Lila Rose has gone in, they don't care about the women's rights. They don't care about the woman's health. They just care about turning a buck. That's all they care about. And they abuse and use these women that are downhearted, discouraged, in a desperate situation. And, you know, I've been in not that particular type of desperate situation, but I've been in desperate situations before. And that's when you really don't make good decisions. And,
right.
And they come into these Planned Parenthood clinics, and they get basically just talked into doing something because they only give them one choice.
Right. And, you know, the pro-choice side very, very loudly says that crisis pregnancy centers prey on vulnerable women and tell them things that aren't true so that they will keep their baby. And I say that maybe pro-choice people in Planned Parenthood specifically are protesting too much, because that is precisely what Planned Parenthood is doing. And you're hitting that nail on the head. They're saying we're about women's health and women's choices. But when they are lying to women by saying that you're doing a good thing because of fetal research, and they trick them into having an abortion so that they can make a buck on the baby's body, that's just just pretty grotesque. In my mind, you shouldn't be lying to people to make a buck. It's really immoral on many levels.
Kind of like the guy on the street corner with the trench coat trying to make a deal, and that's kind of the way I see it. But that I see him preying on these women that are feeling very down and desperate, and that's why they walked into those clinics, because they've got themselves in a situation or something has put them in a situation. And, you know, they need to be respected, and we need to meet their emotional needs as well. And I feel like just going into these clinics, they don't know which way to turn, and they're confused and they're upset. Now, it may not be the case with every situation with every woman, but the majority of them, they're being taken advantage of, and that bothers me. And then to call that the rights, you know, and I think when we talk about insulting women, to think that that's all that we think about is how the government's going to provide us contraception. That's insulting.
Right.
You know, I don't wake up in the morning and concerned about how the government's going to help me in that way.
Right. I've been in the world over 50 years now, so it's been a while since I first started thinking about birth control. But you're right. It's a decision and an investigation that women looked into at the time that it was important to them, whether they were putting off having a family or deciding to have a family right then. But never, 30 plus years ago when I was thinking about it, never did I say, I should probably see what the government has to say. I never thought that. I don't want to have those sorts of conversations with my government. That's actually a discussion with me and my doctor. And maybe I ask some friends about their experiences, but certainly not the government. It's just kind of creepy when politicians, they say they want to stay out of the bedroom, but gosh, they sure talk about those kinds of things a lot.
They talk about them way too much as far as I'm concerned. And you know something else I did as a mother? I've lived in this world a lot longer than you have. And what something else I didn't do as a mother is I didn't get up in the morning and be concerned about how the government was going to provide it if my children were going to have a good lunch.
Sure. Yeah, we sent our kids to school with lunches. We put clothes on their back. We paid the rent or mortgage. I actually like the idea of a couple having a family, knowing that they can provide everything for their kids and make all of those decisions. And remember, when you ask the government to provide things for your kids, there's strings attached. You lose control over things. So, you know, you can say, oh gosh, the government gives free cheese to people. Okay, well, you know, if that's what you're looking for, I like the cheese in the gourmet cheese department, not the stuff you get from the government. You know, the same with a government phone. It's not the phone with all the features that I want. So remember, there's strings attached when you ask the government for help for things, and it's really your own obligation to take care of your own family.
And, you know, what has brought us to this? We're going to go into a break here in about a minute. What brought us to this here in America? I don't think you and I are there. I think you and I kind of have that independent spirit where we really want what you said there. We really want to be able to, it's a wonderful thing to think that you've gotten married, you've had children, you can provide for your children, you don't have to worry about someone else stepping in and helping. And it seems like there are Americans that are at least being fooled to believe this way, being led to believe that, you know what, the government can help you with that. And, you know, so we take the dignity away from people with the fact that they can actually make a living. Maybe we can't make a living like somebody in Hollywood or Donald Trump or something like that, but we can make a living for our family, and we can make a good life, and we can pursue that happiness because we are supposed to be guaranteed that in our Constitution. We're going into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Another thing that they say, Laura, about women's rights is they want to disarm us. They keep wanting to take our guns away. We're going into a break, 877-895-5410. And Laura and Beth Ann will be right back. Thank you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with a good friend, Laura Carno. I say a good friend. We've not met, but I feel like we know you. We're kind of on the same page with many things. We're coming into a presidential debate, and there's lots of things going on. I try to find all these news articles, and it seems like everything's the same thing. It's Trump, 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 and emails, you know, and I'm getting kind of tired of it. Not that I'm tired of the one thing I find interesting, and I know you're real into politics, and you kind of hit on this on an article on your website. But one thing I find very interesting is these four head top runners in the GOP are non-established GOP. Trump, Cruz, of course, Cruz is a senator, but he's a little rebel. We have Carson, and we have Carly Fiorina, which is what you were writing about with Carly Fiorina. I thought we'd talk about that just a little bit. She's going to be in the big debate this time, which is a big deal, I think.
Sure, and the blog that I wrote, it's been a couple of weeks now. It was before CNN changed their criteria, and title of the blog was, Is the RNC Afraid of Carly Fiorina? And just to give some context as to why I titled it that way, because if you just gloss over the headlines, you would say, well, it was CNN's criteria. Well, no, it actually wasn't. And you can find this blog at lauracarno.com, and you just click on Conservative Solutions to get to all my blogs. And what happened is I came across an article from last year where the RNC, the Republican National Committee, said that they were working with the networks for the 2016 debates, which are the debates we're in the middle of in 2015, but they were working with the different networks to make sure that non-sanctioned candidates didn't get into the debates. And the criteria was agreed on by the RNC and each of the networks. And in this case, so, you know, we probably have a good part of your listening audience watch that first Fox News Channel debate. A good percentage of Americans did. And most of the polls that were used as criteria for this upcoming debate tomorrow on CNN, out of the 11 polls, 9 of them were before the Fox News debate, and only 2 of them were after the Fox News debate. So you look at how that math would work, not, you know, last year, not even knowing who all would be in the debate. But if you did really badly in that first debate, the math works in your favor. There were only 2 polls taken after that debate that qualify for tomorrow, and that impacted Carly Fiorina, who was on the, you know, like to call it the kids' table debate last time, and did really, really well, and her polls started spiking. So I'm not under any illusion that it was because of my blog, but I'm glad the RNC did the right thing and adjusted the criteria.
Well, I think it'll be interesting. You know, and I wondered in the first debate how much influence the Republican National Committee had with that first question that was thrown out there. I'm a little insulted by that first question. I knew who they were driving that at, but I they want to scream for loyalty. Well, the American people need some loyalty, and we haven't seen much of that out of the GOP.
Right, and you know, when you look at who the GOP or the RNC probably wants as the presidential nominee, it's probably an establishment person like Jeb Bush or Scott Walker. And they have their right to think that, but the RNC isn't actually reflecting what Republican voters, average Republican voters, are thinking right now. And as you opened the segment with, the top 4 in most polls are really kind of anti-establishment people in the case of the 3 political outsiders, and then Ted Cruz, who you can bet your bottom dollar the RNC is not happy with the way that Ted Cruz behaves, talking about the Constitution and things like that. So definitely people are saying, you all are the problem. We don't want you. We'll look at the 4 who haven't caused these problems.
You know, and I read an article that was by Jim DeMint here recently, and he was saying, you know, they told us if they had the House, they told us if they had the Senate, they told us if they'd had the White House, they were going to do these things, and they haven't ever done it. And I think the people are fed up with them. And I think that's why these top 4 runners, besides the fact that they do well as far as they're speaking, I know Trump's a little bit brash, to say it lightly, but they speak direct. And I think the American people need that. They're tired of these politicians pussyfooting around with their words. I mean, they won't, they made a big deal out of, what was the senator's name that, this was a few years back when he got upset with Obama and called him a liar. And they made a big deal out of it. Well, he was right. Maybe that wasn't
right.
The time or the place, but he was right. And so here we are now. We're dealing with so much corruption and so many lies. And, you know, we joke about the politicians being liars. And, you know, it's not really a joke.
Right. And if you ask just an average man on the street, woman on the street, and you and I pay more attention to politics than the average person, but if you ask the average person on the street, played them some video maybe and said, you know, does this person sound like a politician or does this person not sound like a politician? I think that's a very interesting question because people know what politicians sound like. They say a lot of fancy words. You can't really discern exactly what they mean and never follow through. So when you have somebody like Trump who, and he's not one of the candidates I'm considering supporting, but when you have somebody like Trump who says exactly what's on people's hearts and minds, people listen because that's not how politicians speak. And I think the same can be said for all 4 of those top outsiders, that they say things in a way that people can understand.
And because of some of his insults, you know, Hillary made a comment, and she was talking about him not respecting women. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't like what he says sometimes either. But what has she done to bring respect to women? With her lies and her corruptness and the things that she keeps preaching one thing, but she does another in her life. That doesn't bring you respect, and that certainly doesn't bring respect to women.
Right, and it's too easy to say, well, this is a sexist remark or this is a war on women. I don't think that Donald Trump is being disrespectful to women. I think he's a disrespectful personality type, and everything he says seems to be disrespectful. I call it bad manners. I like better manners than that in my elected leaders. But, you know, look, on Twitter this morning was a tweet from Hillary Clinton that said it's time that rape survivors, that we start listening and believing rape survivors. And people said, you mean like, and then they go through the list of all of the alleged rape victims of her husband that she was complicit in covering up. So, you know, you want to talk about,
hypocrisy.
You know, war on women. Let's take a look there first.
Yeah, the disrespect there. Well, and I think Trump just says things with without thinking. He does it off the cuff, and I think it's probably just a matter of that's the way he is, you know, and I'm not going to excuse it necessarily. I'm not really trying to do that. But then I kind of had to laugh at when we look at some of our founding fathers and some of those first presidents and some of the things they did when they got angry at each other, they went and they had duels. They had duels with the pistols. You know, I'm not suggesting that we do that. But people are just different. We have different personalities, different characteristics, and that's why we have these debates, and that's why we have all these campaign speeches, so we can try and figure out who these people are and who we really want as president. And I want you and me to be able to figure that out. I don't want the RNC, the GOP, to tell me who my choice is.
Exactly. Primaries are extremely healthy. And when we thought on the Democrat side it was just going to be a coronation, I think even the Democrats are seeing that their primary is going to be a very healthy process for them to get to the right candidate. And, you know, when you look at Donald Trump and his brashness, his bad manners, what have you, this is not a surprise to anyone who has followed his media career. That's just who he is, as you said. He's not behaving in any particular way to get attention. He's just behaving as Donald Trump. He is who he is. What you see is what you get. And that's part of the primary process. People, at the end of the day, will either like that enough to elect him as the Republican Party candidate or dump him for someone else.
Well, we're going into a break. And when we come back, Laura, I want to talk about another blog that you did about religious liberty, or is it just plain old liberty that we're losing, with particularly with the gay rights, the homosexual agendas where they have attacked florists and bakers, and I don't know. It's just getting to be ridiculous. But I want to discuss that with you because I thought you made some really good points in that blog. We've got the phone lines open if you want to visit with us. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And Laura and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Returned, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Laura Carno. And we were going into our break. I was talking about the blogs that I've been reading, and you can visit her website by going to Laura Carno, that's CARNO.com, and just kind of search. It's a real easy website. I give you a handshake for that. It's a real easy website to get around in, and you can find her blogs there. And this one is Liberty versus Religious Liberty, and I thought you did a very good job of putting this together and explaining this, you know, some of the questions that people have. Yeah, well, we don't want to go back in the days where certain people were refused, you know, to have food served to them in restaurants and such and such. And I thought you did a real good job of explaining how that's not where we are with this. And I kind of wanted you to talk about this. We're talking about the Denver cake baker and the saga with that, when the gay couple wanted to have him bake their wedding cake. And, you know, when they bake a wedding cake, it's not just where they're baking you a cake and handing it over. They become a part of the ceremony in some respects with the reception. They come and they set it up, and they, sometimes, depending on the baker, they even serve. So I want you to kind of talk about this blog here a little bit.
Sure. And here in Colorado, where I live, if you say the cake baker, everybody knows
who it is
you're talking about. And so let's talk about religious liberty first. So the this case of the cake baker, Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby, the case where Hobby Lobby said, we're comfortable with 17 of the 20 methods of birth control being mandated, but we don't like these three because we believe they cause abortion. And there was that Supreme Court challenge, and that was also argued based on a religious liberty defense. And I understand that. The RFRA is it is a valid defense. It's a strong defense because we shouldn't be forced by our government to do things that are in opposition to our religious beliefs. I get that. What the point of my blog was is that there is a higher level of freedom than religious liberty that encompasses religious liberty but also has some other things. So for example, if I am an atheist, if I approve of gay marriage, it doesn't matter. Am I forced to do business with people I don't want to do business with? Is my right as a business owner more or less important than the right of that customer to shop at my particular store? And you'll remember in this Denver cake baking story, this couple, they could have gone to any of dozens and dozens and dozens of bakeries in Denver who would have been happy to bake their cake for them. And they went to the one that they knew before they walked in the door wouldn't bake the cake because they were trying to force this this lawsuit and this court decision. And I say in my blog that that's just bad manners, and it's not the most peaceable way to live our lives.
And that's basically, that's bordering harassment, really.
Yeah, it's just mean. Why would you do something like that?
Well, they said in Kentucky that some of the couples that came there for Kim actually came from Ohio because
right.
they knew this. They were pushing this issue, and they were trying
right.
to force the hand.
Yeah, and so and just back to this liberty versus religious liberty, if I am the cake baker and I'm an atheist and I don't want to bake the cake for the same-sex wedding, then I wouldn't have the defense of the religious liberty defense because I'm an atheist. But if I want to be able, if I'm an atheist and I want to be able to deny service to any customer for whatever reason, is that my right? And that's the question I ask in this blog, whose rights are more important when and I stand with the business owner to do business in the way he sees fit. And, you know, back to your question about being denied service at lunch counters back in the civil rights era, we're not in this same place. And if you were a black person in the South in the 60s and you were being denied service at a lunch counter, every lunch counter in town was denying you service. The Civil Rights Act was enacted. That became illegal. That made sense at the time. We don't have to do that anymore. Like I said, this Jack Phillips, the cake baker, didn't want to bake the cake. Dozens of bakers said, please come here, we'll take your business. And they said no. We also have lots of media at our fingertips. If you had found out, let's say the couple had gone a more peaceable path and had gone in and Jack Phillips said, no, don't want to bake the cake, and they said, well, thank you very much, and they went next door and got a cake from someone else, that couple would have been free to go on Facebook, to go on Twitter, to go on Yelp and say, Jack Phillips won't bake the cake for a same-sex wedding, and get that information out there, First Amendment right to do so. And then people could decide, let the market sort it out. If I like that Phillips wouldn't bake the cake, I'm free to give him my business. If I don't like that he wouldn't bake the cake, I'm free to take my business elsewhere. The market will sort that out. We don't need this legal method of forcing people to do business with everybody.
You know, and that was something that somebody had said to me on the phone just last week. I had a phone call, and he said, you know, let the consumers make the decision. And they will. And they'll do it both directions. I mean, it's going to be, you know, you're going to have those who are for that or they're sympathizers for that. And they're going to make a decision on who they do business with according to how they feel. And so, you know, let the consumers, let the people make the decision. We don't need government to be stepping into it.
Right. And this isn't the 60s where you had three TV stations that may have all just had one viewpoint and the real information wasn't getting out there. You've got thousands of people like me who, for a very low cost of entry, blog and get it out there on social media. And so there's lots of room for lots of opinions. The information wouldn't be kept away from anyone. And you can either, you know, run Jack Phillips out of business on a rail, or you can help him have a great business, depending on how you feel. And I think it's fine for the market to have people who bake cakes who want to do same-sex weddings and don't want to do same-sex weddings. Perfectly fine. Let's all just live together in peace in our cake shops.
And he didn't deny service. He just denied an event. You know, I think that that's important too. He's not denying to serve them any kind of food that's in his bakery. He'll sell them the food. He was denying the event. That's the one that he refused to do. And there's a difference between not serving someone and just saying, you know, I don't want to participate in this event.
Right. He said he would have been happy to bake them a birthday cake because he supports birthdays. So, but let's say there was a religion that didn't celebrate holidays and didn't celebrate birthdays, and there are religions such as that. What if that baker doesn't want to bake a birthday cake? Leave them alone and go down the street to somebody who will do business with you.
Absolutely. There are choices.
Sure.
Our choices. We have plenty of choices in this land today. And if that baker doesn't serve you, go down the street to the next baker, and he will. And, you know, that baker might do better business because he's got it open, and the other one might do better business because he's got a standing on his convictions. You know, there's just let the people make the decision.
Absolutely. There's a free market. There's a reason there's a free market. And, you know, when we look at what the proper role of government is, and with courts being gummed up with things like this that I think businesses and customers should just be able to solve on their own without ugliness and without lawsuits and without force. And then the government would have time to do what the government's supposed to do. And I don't think this is one of the, I don't think our founders, when they put together the founding documents, thought, gosh, someday these documents will be used to force people to do business with those they don't want to do business with. It's the furthest thing from something that was on their mind, because they saw that capitalism worked, free markets worked, let things happen in a voluntary way without using the force of government.
Absolutely. We're going into a break, and you made some comments in your intro on your blog that I thought were very interesting, and I kind of thought, like I said, I think we're women that have, basically we're on the same road here and the same ideas of what government should and shouldn't do, and you know they're doing a whole lot of things they shouldn't do and not much of the things they're really supposed to do. We're going into a break. Your calls are open, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in Gold and Silver Trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day. Laura, I know you did a show just before you came on with me, so you've been talking a while. We have a couple callers. We have Ron from Arkansas. Ron, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. What's on your mind?
And of course, I just kind of tuned in on the tail end of your last discussion before the break. But I just kind of found your assertion that I guess that you have a choice as to where you can do business isn't always true. I live in a pretty rural state, and there are several communities that only have one baker or one pharmacist or something of that nature. So if that person were to refuse business to a segment of their community, that could be extremely detrimental, especially when there aren't any other options and a viable, place where you can go. So I just
Okay, duly noted. I live in a very small community, too, but we're close to other communities around us. I mean, there would be choices, and I know individuals who actually will bake cakes if I would want them to. They do that on their on the side. So I think there's still choices, even in small communities.
Well, I understand that, but say if I wanted to go to my local baker that services the entire community and the next bake shop that I can, you know, frequent is, say, 100 miles away, which there are communities in my state like that.
Okay, well, let's also look at something.
That would not give myself an option as to...
I gotcha. I understand what you're saying.
To be able to, as a member of that community, to be able to receive all the same benefits and all the same services.
But in a small community, and Laura, you can... I'll let you chime in here, too. In a small community, you pretty much know how your neighbor feels about certain issues and things. I mean, in a small community, you know who your florist is. You know him personally.
I understand that, but okay. That doesn't necessarily give them the right to not serve me because we don't agree specifically on every issue.
Laura, I'm going to let you chime in.
Or live the same lifestyle, you see what I'm saying?
Sure. So let's play this through, and I think it's a very good question. What if there are no choices? I actually believe that the free market will solve that problem in a more peaceable way, in a better way than government. So let's say, for example, that there's a baker, the only baker in town, and that baker refuses to do business with some segment. Oh, doesn't want to do business with women, only wants to do business with men. Let's make that a really big population. That opens up all of the same remedies that I just mentioned. You can write a blog. You can talk on the news about it. You can mention it in your paper. You can publicize that this shop will not do business with women. I guarantee you somebody, some entrepreneur will say, I will bake cakes for women. I will do business with women. And regardless of what that segment is, we are a much less sexist society than we were back decades ago, much less, much more tolerant of everyone. I don't think there's going to be even a small town that would tolerate that for long. I'll be proven wrong if something like that happens, but I believe that the free market will solve that problem, even in a small town, better than the government.
And, of course, now we're on the Internet. You can order things all over the place.
Right. Absolutely.
Anyway, I appreciate your call, and thank you, Ron, for your observation there. We have Roger from Illinois. Roger, real quickly, what's on your mind?
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
I had thought right from the beginning of the brouhaha about bakeries not religiously minded bakers not wanting to provide cakes for homosexual weddings. I had thought right from the beginning of that they ought to just offer generic cakes for any wedding without anything on them, no figurines, no nothing, and just get around it like that. You know, and refuse to deliver to any weddings and make them all just pick up the generic cakes, you know what I mean?
You're going to lose lots of business there. What do you think, Laura?
It's the only way out for them. They'll lose some wedding cake business, but they can also offer them without anything on them for even a slight discount and undersell those who will put figurines and write on them and everything who it's for, you know what I mean? Why don't they just do that?
Well, and again, I don't think it was just the cake or what was going to be on it or the design of it. I think it was doing the event. It's still that the baker didn't believe in homosexual weddings. He doesn't believe in same-sex marriages. That's why he wasn't serving. Go ahead, Laura.
Sure, and if the cake baker wants to do that with generic cakes with no cake toppers, then they can offer that, and they can play in the open market, in the free market, and if people like that, they can shop there. If they don't, they don't have to shop there. My point is it's not the proper role of government to determine who must serve whom and what type of product or service you must provide. And so let the market sort that out.
Yeah, the baker doesn't really even have to know who it's for, you know what I mean? Just have them pick it up and who it's for or what it's for doesn't have to enter into it.
Well, I think the point is, and I'm going to let you go here, Roger, I think the point is we shouldn't have to be changing how we do business. We should be able to stand on liberty and make that decision and not be harassed and put out of business for it, which is what they've done to some of these bakers in Florida. They've given them fines that were above and beyond what was any kind of damage that was done. I'm going to let you go because we're just about out of time. I was hoping we could talk about the debate coming up a little bit tomorrow. Laura, what are you going to watch for? Do you sit down like I do with pencil and paper and take notes?
I don't take notes, but I have Twitter open at the same time and watch commentary from political analysts on Twitter. It's really amusing. I'm looking for the fireworks between Carly and Trump, and I'm also thinking there might be some fireworks between Trump and Hugh Hewitt, who is one of the moderators, who kind of did a gotcha with Trump the other day, a week or two ago, I guess, on his show about a foreign leader. And Trump, I think, is harboring probably some ill will about that. So you know, it's sort of like going to the car races to see the crashes. lots of people are going to be tuned in tomorrow.
And I think Ben Carson's going to be Ben Carson. I think he'll do well, but I think he's going to – I don't think he's going to try and attack like some of them have wanted him to do. And I think all of them would do well to not attack one another and just go after the issues. That's what I want
Agreed.
To see. I don't know that that's what will happen, but that's what I want to see. Thank you so much for being part of us today. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate everything that you do.
Absolutely. Anytime. I enjoy being on your show.
And again, you can go to her blog. She has some awfully good blogs and articles there by just going to LauraCarno.com. Thank you, Laura. You know, folks, it does. It really does take all of us. And Laura's in Colorado, and we didn't get to meet when I was there, but I've had her on the show before, and I just love what she has to say and love her energy and how she fights for common sense as we all come together and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.